Hello, my name is Terrell. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I have a question.
Okay, what's your question?
So they've moved on to like child care workers. What is considered a child care worker?
All right, just a moment. Let me see if I can find that information on the ADHP website. Just a second. In just a moment.
Okay.
It says child care, excuse me, child care workers prepare and organize meal times and snacks for children, and child care workers attend to children's needs while helping to foster early development.
Okay, so my daughter does child care. She does like school stuff and all that with them.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's not like an actual school. And I was told that she doesn't qualify. And I'm just trying to figure out why. Like, where's the line? If she's working with kids, does it matter where?
Now at this point, everyone qualifies and everyone is able to be pre-registered to get the vaccine.
Oh, no, they said they weren't. If she's not, no, we were told no.
Where did you go?
We called Infirmary Health trying to set up an appointment for her, and because we are worried about her getting it. And
may I ask
and
when?
They said that no. This morning.
This morning. Hmm.
Yeah, they said she didn't qualify, that she's part of the next phase.
They probably...
And they weren't scheduling any of that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Now, if you... Did you go through the... It might be best to go through the vaccination appointment line to get pre-registered.
And how do you do that?
You can call the telephone number 866.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, let me make sure.
566-5333. 333. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that will get us, like, that will let her get it.
Uh-huh. And we can, now what's your county? I could do a search.
Say that again.
What county are you in, or where are you located?
Baldwin County.
In just a moment. There's the Baldwin County Health Department. Did you try calling this number, 251-946-8025?
No, most of theirs is like the drive-thrus, and you have to, and they're only serving like 1,500 people. So if you don't get there at 3 a.m. and sit there all day,
yeah, it might be best to call first.
There's not.
Yeah, there's two other places. There's
okay.
FPHC, North Baldwin Family Health Center, and it's located at 201 D Olive Street. There was no telephone number to give. This was just recently updated as well, and that's in Bay Minette. The zip code is 36507. And then the third place is Fairhope Pediatrics. That's one.
So the problem with those, and this I think was the problem, she's only 16, but she already had COVID back in June
mm-hmm.
of last year. So, you know, that immunity is gone. But I think because she's 16, she can only have the Pfizer, which you kind of have to get at the hospital. The Moderna is 18 and older.
It might be best to try the Fairhope Pediatrics, especially since
they're
she's
doing
a minor.
Moderna.
Oh, you said Moderna? Okay.
Yeah, I've already looked into it. I did call that one.
Yeah, I think they are just doing what's available as well now.
Well, the hospitals, because the Pfizer, I have family in healthcare, so the Pfizer has to be kept at hospitals because of the temperature it has to be stored at, so you can only get the Pfizer at the bigger hospitals. But I will call these other places and find out.
And that was the preferred kind you wanted as well?
Well, I'm already scheduled to go get one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't care which one I get. I just want to get one.
Yeah, I know, right? I think they were just giving what was available, too.
Yeah, but for her, she can't have the one, so I have
exactly.
to track down
yeah,
the other
yeah.
one.
Exactly. I definitely understand. Hopefully we can better assist and update the system in the future as well, especially since this was just updated just recently. I'm glad you called.
Yeah. Well, thank
you. By the way,
so
I can give you
help.
More. Oh, you're welcome. Now, I hope we've been able to help. And if you need more information, you may visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov.
Yeah, that's how I found y'all's number.
Oh, good. And thanks for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. And I hope you have a good one, too.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. And goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.